Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
What's going on, guys, gals, ones and zeros, undecideds, furries? I don't know what they classify as. I can't imagine there's anybody out there that's like that listens to this show. I truly can't imagine. I'm sure some of you, you know, might look at things you're not supposed to that may fall into one of those categories, but I don't think any of you are living that life. Anyway, that's not here what we're talking about. Well, it is kind of sort of what we are here to talk about. We're here to talk about weird stuff, right? Things of the unnatural, right? Wanted to do an emergency show because I didn't see it, but I was just sent this. UFO experts have presented the supposed, you can't see the air quotes here, supposed remains of two aliens to Mexico's version of Congress. They have these glass-cased, not quite sarcophagus-looking things, caskets, if you will, where these two, we'll just call them what they are, cement alien impressions are sitting on some very nice satin pillows, and these are supposedly the remains of two extraterrestrials. Now, these extraterrestrials supposedly have been carbon dated, and that carbon dating has, I guess, for lack of a better way to put it, shown that the, you know, these samples are over 1,000 years old. And I love this. I love this for a couple reasons. One, if you look these things up, they are so incredibly fake. You know, you can tell that they were cast in either concrete or plaster, so much so, and by a person so unskilled, they could not remove the backer of the cast, right? So basically, if you've never done a cast, you fill in a void, right? And you do so to the point where it can be level, or if you've got multiple chambers in the void, you know, it doesn't have to be level. But most times, think of it like as an impression in a table. You fill it in until it's, you know, complete, till the void is completely filled, and then it dries, and then you flip it over and take the top off, or depending on how heavy it is, you bust off the sides, and there you have your cast. This is what was done here, except they could not remove the alien body from the backer of it. So it's laying there on the pillow and you can see the backer. The other thing that I really love about it is that there's wrinkles on the face. Like hard line wrinkles. Like these aliens, were evidently smokers, for a long time, right? They smoked for a very long time. Hard line wrinkles, laugh lines around the mouth, and, you know, the hip bones are not proportionate to the collarbone or the head of the alien. And that's not to say, I mean, we could literally can't argue over the physiognomy of aliens, right? You can't say, well, Dale, of course, they're not going to be built like us. They're aliens. I understand that. But the idea of these square-headed creatures walking around looking like they're carrying big dumpers on them, like upside-down strawberries, is a little ridiculous, right? A little ridiculous. This thing looks like this Mexican guy's abuelita decided, you know, she was gonna like honey I shrunk the grandma here is what this thing looks like. The way this thing is shaped, it also looks like E.T. Like really looks like E.T. Like Steven Spielberg, like i.e. old school Steven Spielberg molesting Drew Barrymore E.T. That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like. They're bad. They're real, real bad. But I say all that to say this, right? We've known this is coming for a long time. We've talked about this. We know this is coming because truthfully, all bets are off at this point. All bets are off, in terms of the misinformation that's out there, right? The misinformation that's out there is just, it's egregious. There's so much now that you really, you can't trust it. If somebody emailed me and said, I don't even trust you, how do I know you're real? I can't properly argue this, right? I can't properly argue that based on the fact that AI and programs are getting so good, right? Like here, I'll just give you a peek behind the curtain, right? A peek behind the curtain. Not that my children ever would, but maybe they will. I don't know. Part of the reason why I podcast, and I've got hundreds, probably at this point, thousands of hours of recording of me talking, is that something after me lives on. And they have programs now, right, where you can take something as simple as this, right, the 6 minutes that we're in so far, you can send it to a company and they will program like a teddy bear with your voice to talk and answer certain specific questions that you give it. And people are doing this for parents that die. They're giving it to children or grandparents or whatever the case may be. You can essentially, for lack of a better way to put it, create whatever sound file you want, if you've got a large enough sample. I would just prefer to say all the things that I want to say. So that way my kids, my grandkids, whatever, they can just listen, or have record of. They don't need to create a stuffed animal, Teddy Ruxpin doll, Teddy Ruxpin bear that talks using my voice. I mean, sure, if you want to, that's fine, but you know, I don't knock people to do that. It's a very, I waffle on the AI capabilities of those things and whether or not I think it's a good idea or not. But anyway, wrong direction. These things exist now. So somebody could say, Dale, I'm not even sure you're real. And I can't argue that, right? It goes back to what we talked about months ago about the idea of not so much simulation theory in the sense that how it's normally presented, but like the idea that your universe and reality is just simply what you make it to be, and the world, for lack of a better way to put it, exists in the sense of like a video game loading, right? That everything you can't see isn't actually there. It only exists as you approach it. It only exists as you touch it, as you interact with it. The part that hurts the head about this is that you can't prove that wrong, right? Like if you're listening to this, right, you're on your drive home from work and you're going home and you're like, oh, my wife is at home. Okay. How do you know that? How do you know that she's not just not part of the simulation that is just loading, that is going to load up when you get there? I'll just call her. Well, you have to interact with her. So then that becomes part of the game. That becomes part of the simulation, that interaction. You cannot prove her existence outside of your interaction with her. And that kind of mind melt is kind of, that's the point in all of it, really. That's the deception, right? The deception is, and it's the earliest deception, that we have on record, right? Earliest deception we have on record is not one caveman pointing, saying, look over there, and the guy looks over there and he steals a piece of meat off the fire. That's not the earliest deception. The earliest deception we have recorded in the book of Genesis, God tells Adam and Eve, do not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for if you do, you will surely die. Right? That's what he says. So then he goes and beguiles Eve and tells her to eat from the fruit. And she says, I can't do that because God said. And then the serpent replies, did God really say? Did God really say it? Did he really say that? Are you sure? So what does she do? She eats the apple, right? Well, here's, take that snippet and let's magnify it and slide the time scale a couple thousand years later. And now every single thing that happens, video you see on the internet, sound clip from a recorded phone call, whatever, you go to somebody and you show them this, right? And especially in the conspiracy theory community, you show them a clip, right? Somebody put something up on TikTok or Instagram or, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. They put it up. It's a picture of a pyramid in Antarctica. Is that real? Like, you say to yourself, is that real? Did that really happen? Right? They dig up a robot in the mud that supposedly existed 500 years ago, and the mud flood took it out, Tartaria, and they're actually hiding the secret technology from us. But is that real? Did they really say that? Right? Like, you could make it like a much more innocent, innocuous quote to it, right? Where you could say, like Hemingway would say, write drunk, edit sober. Very famous quote attributed to Ernest Hemingway. But apparently Ernest Hemingway never said that. So it just turns into like, did he really say? Did you really see? Did that really happen? And this is all part of this great deception that's happening right now, where it's designed, whether you want to take a spiritual approach to it, you want to say it's God, the devil, demons, or if you want to take a governmental approach and say it's the, you know, it's the haves versus the have-nots. It's the Tavistock versus the regular folks. It's the Olympic 100 versus the plebes. It's whoever you want it to be, whoever you want to attribute it to. If you throw enough shit out there, right? If there's enough turds that look like Snickers bars, you're not going to be sure what's a turd and what's a Snickers bar at any point in time. You're just not going to know. And that's the idea. That is the single most divisive thing. And that's what's perfect about it, is that we're weaker apart than we are together, right? Humans are communal human. We're communal animals. We're communal creatures, rather. And we don't have to be in community, but we thrive in community. And, you know, you can do the whole whatever, you know, the strength of the pack of the wolf, and the strength of the wolf is the pack thing. You can do all that if you want, right? You can, however you need to cut it up to make yourself feel good about it. You can say that that's what it takes, right? Or the Bug's Life reference, okay? Where, you know, we're stronger together. They're stronger together. We got to make sure they don't know it. Whatever reference you need, whatever it's going to take for you to realize that. But that's the point. The point is to create the divisiveness. The point is to create these things that continue to throw doubt, that continue to whisper in your ear, did God really say? Did you really see that? Are you sure that that's where that's from? Are you sure that wasn't edited? Are you sure that's not a deep fake? Because that doubt, that creation of that doubt, not only makes you unhealthy, right? That stress makes you unhealthy. Stress makes you weak. It makes you prone to mistakes. It makes you prone to illness. It makes you prone to self-deception, self-destruction. That's where that comes into play. So you say, well, this is just, you know, these UFO experts, right? These UFO experts in Mexico supposedly had the bodies of two aliens that the government didn't know anything about. The Mexican government didn't know anything about it, which is not that big of a pull because, I mean, Mexico's essentially, you know, I don't know, man. I can't call it the Wild West, but Mexico is it's a third world country masquerading as a first world country. It might even be second world. I don't know. I'm not shocked by that, but I am shocked that, you know, I let's put it this way. I'd be more shocked that these UFO experts in Mexico had thousand-year-old alien bodies and our government didn't know about it, more so than I would be that they had thousand-year-old alien bodies and the Mexican government didn't know about it. That is more confusing to me, right? So the fact that this happened and we didn't know about it would say to me that it's completely fake. It's completely fake. Because if there's anything that the U.S. loves, we love being the first. We love being the first, right? We have a very Ricky Bobby complex. If we're not first, we're last. We got to be first on the moon, which we weren't. But, you know, first to break the sound barrier. First to, we have to win. We have to win. So if anybody's going to be the one to blow the lid off of the alien thing, it's going to be the United States. But here's the thing. Here's the great part about all this, right? Is that we're not going to win that race because there's no race to win. Because, and this is something for a different day, aliens aren't real, man. Aliens and UFOs aren't real. Now, UFOs are real in the sense of unidentified flying objects. Sure, you may see that, but it's still a deception. It's a deception. I don't want to, this is a completely different episode, but it's a deception based on demons, truthfully. You know, I can't sugarcoat it. Aliens, air quotes, are demons designed to deceive, right? Because they don't want anything, you know? Screw it. Let's get into it a little bit. Aliens aren't real. Aliens are demons. And the reason why that is, and the reason how that is there's multiple different things, and we'll revisit this when I have notes available to me as well. But every alien that's ever interacted with a human being in a meaningful way they've all pushed the same platitudes, the same agenda, the same message, if you will, right? We know, historically speaking, and you could argue and say, well, it's because people are savages, Dale. Humans are savages. Traditionally, when one civilization with a higher technology than another civilization collide, the lesser technologically sound civilization gets wiped out. It would be unreasonable to think that for thousands of years, aliens have been visiting us and they haven't wiped us out yet. They haven't done it. Now, that being said, every time they interact with us, they all push the same thing. They all tell us the same thing, right? What do they tell us? They tell us that they're here to save us, that we're destroying the planet, and that if we just got along and got together, we could harmonize and evolve to a higher plane of existence like them, right? Do you know what that's called? Anybody know what that's called? What is that called for 500? Yes, you in the back. Excuse me. What is Gnosticism? Oh, that is correct. Ding, 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 ding. Gnosticism is literally just the belief system that what you have right now is not good enough, and that if you just did a little bit more, you could be better, you could evolve, you could become this great spiritual titan / god thing. Every alien that has ever interacted with a human being that we have a recording of, allegedly, they've all said the same thing. Find one that doesn't say it. Find one that doesn't say, if you just get my message to people, that you, if you got along, if you took care of your planet, if you just found a way to live together in community and harmony, you would ascend to the heights spiritually and mentally, that you would be like gods, that you would be like us. Tell me, find one that didn't do that. You can't, because they all push the same thing. And you know why they push that same agenda every single time? Is because the belief structure in that pushes away from the belief in the actual true God of the universe. Now, Dale, that's very preachy. Dale, you're preaching a lot here. It's just a matter of what we have informationally to go on, right? Regardless of your belief structure, what I'm saying is true in regards to them. Now, if you want to say, well, there are no gods, there are no, you know, that whatever, we're stardust that collided and, you know, somehow this one cell created and the spark of life entered it. And within the time period of that cell, its lifespan, which is only a couple seconds, it somehow figured out how to replicate itself, right? In those couple seconds, it managed to figure out how to replicate itself. And that one became two and two and four and four and eight. And it somehow figured that out in a few seconds. It somehow figured that out. And it somehow programmed that. And then suddenly within that, DNA was created. All this stardust collided together. And then all of a sudden, you know, it became fish. And these fish one day decided they were going to be suicidal because they didn't want to be their fish anymore. They didn't want to be fish in the water. They wanted to climb up on the shore because fish are always striving for a better life. Fish definitely wanted to see and explore what's on the shore. So they just by the thousands just kept jumping up onto the shore, dying over and over and over again, suffocating because they weren't equipped to deal with the processing of the oxygen. So that they decide, well, man, I can't just keep dying. My 10,000 grandfathers that came before me have all died. I better grow legs. So through their own will and determination over the course of several million years, they somehow willed themselves into growing legs. And then they started jumping out of the water and landing on their legs. And they figured out how to breathe that air and then hunt and then reproduce that way, as opposed to somehow having to lay eggs and fertilize the eggs by shooting the sperm on top of it, which is what all of their millions of ancestors had done prior to that. They somehow genetically reprogrammed every single thing about themselves, from the way that they saw to the way that they breathe to the way that they reproduce. They were able to do that on their own accord over millions of years. If you believe that, that's great. If that's what you think is going on, Superman. I love that theory. You should lean into that more, right? That's good. But I ask you this, if that timetable exists, right? If the timetable that you're talking about exists, how does the space timetable work? How does the space timetable work? How long, how big is the universe then? Well, the universe is always rapidly expanding, Dale. The universe is rapidly expanding. It's not so much the Big Bang, so much it is the rapid expanse of a singularity. And we've talked about this before, because the rapid expanse of a singularity theory would go and say that all time that ever was, all time that is, and all time that ever will be already exists, and you are moving through a plane of existence, just merely catching up to this ever-expanding railroad that's going down, right? And time is perceived differently from people. So here's another wrinkle that you throw in. Here's another thing that time is perceived differently depending on who you are. You can take two people and you can put them on a bridge overlooking a tunnel. Okay? You can take two people and put them on a bridge that overlooks this tunnel. A train moving at bullet speed enters the tunnel and exits the tunnel. Those two people see the entrance and exit of the train from that tunnel at different times. Even if they're both looking at it, they see it at different times. And scientists can't figure out why. It's because we all perceive time differently. So if you perceive time differently and the universe is always expanding, how do I know and how do you measure the time difference of something that takes such vast amounts of it, like evolution? Right? So here these highly ascended beings. They're coming to us and they're just saying, oh, if you just get along and take care of your planet and become one with each other, you can ascend and gain this esoteric knowledge, this esoteric, you know, you can't quite grasp knowledge. That's all you need to do. So all you need to do. So all that's separating us from intergalactic space travel in an ever-expanding universe is just getting along with one another. That's it. The power of getting along. That's all it took. That's all it takes. That's it. And they all say the same thing. So all of these creatures all reach the same level of capability, all on their own timelines, and they all come here and they all tell us the same thing over and over again. And that's not supposed to be a deception? Some of you out there are going to go, Dale, that's, holy, you just confirmed for me that they're real now by saying that. This is confirmation of it. I never thought of it like this. That's confirmation of it. That must be what we have to do. I can't help you if that's what you think. I don't know. If aliens were real, man, we'd know it by now. We would know it. We would know it. Mostly because we would have picked, you know, they'd have picked a fight. They would have picked a fight. You say, well, they're just advanced beings. They've transcended violence. Ain't nothing on this planet that's transcended violence, my man. Nothing. Nothing. Creation is violent. Creation is violent. Death is violent. There's nothing that transcends violence. It's here. Hope you guys have a good Wednesday. Talk to you later. Avoid the alien stuff, man. It's just, they're just not real.